Hey, it's Elise.
Hey, y'all, it's Kaylin.
And this is season 3, episode 8 of A Wild and Mindful Mess. I don't have it in me tonight. I'm too tired. I am excited, guys. I'm just tired.
I'm very excited, but I'm not doing it. So
okay. So this episode was your idea. So why don't you tell us what it's about?
I was just wondering what everyone did as far as Santa goes. Like the traditions that you do with your kids, because I'm a little conflicted over Santa. So I was just wondering if it was anyone else, really. And then I also wanted to know, and I don't even remember if I, yeah, but I wanted to know too, if I don't think I asked this, but I remembered it afterwards. And I was like, and then I couldn't remember if I really did ask it or not. So I'm not sure, but I wanted to know if anyone else, if your kids were believers in Santa, which I was as a child, what are your feelings when other kids whose parents don't tell their children about the magic of Christmas, when those kids tell your kids, you know, that shit's not real. Like, what do you feel? Are you angry at their parent? Are you angry at the kid? Like, what is it? Like, I wanted to know, but I can't remember if I asked or not.
I didn't ask that part because you didn't tell me that part. But if I were the person that wanted my kid to believe, then I would hope that the parents could respect other parents and just tell their child, you know, some kids still believe and we're going to let them believe and it's not our place.
So you know? So we're not going to lie to our kid in order to protect the other lying ass parents, right?
right. But you would just have that conversation with your child. If you have the conversation with your child where basically, you know, you tell them there's no Santa, then they're old enough to have a conversation with saying you don't go around telling your friends that.
Or easy. Just like, or, you know, people believe, like that was a lot of the comments that I got or messages I got was like, people, we teach our kids that, you know, other people believe in Santa, but he's magic and we don't do that, but we're going to like, you know, we don't teach them that he really exists or whatever, but we teach our kids the story and that other kids may believe something similar, but we don't tell them that Santa's not real because that's ugly. That's ugly.
Okay. So you were just saying before I press record that you found out the real story of Santa. Let's hear that.
Okay. No. All right. Because I don't want to be really unsmart and just be not knowing the truth.
Okay.
Tell me what you thought the story of Santa. Okay. Tell me this. You thought Santa was from the North Pole, you know, obviously imaginary, and that he is like a spinoff of Saint Nicholas from Germany.
Sure.
Or from Europe.
Sure.
Something like that. Was that what you were taught to believe or no?
We didn't.
Like, is that like the story we're told? What is it that we're supposed, what is the story that people tell their kids?
I don't know. We never had to talk about like who Santa was.
Yeah. Oh my God. Like I just realized that nobody knows the history of Santa. Okay. So Saint Nicholas is a monk from Turkey. Did you know that?
I don't believe I did.
Okay. So he's a monk from Turkey who is actually not fat and jolly, but he's actually like regular size and very stoic and not crotchety, but just like very stern. And in Germany, they would actually see him. He would show up with his sack and you would get your gift. Like it's very different than that, but it was something to do with Coca-Cola in the US when it made its story here.
It's all about marketing.
Is that not weak, y'all?
Dude, I had this amazing conversation with who was once a friend of mine, but is no longer my friend, Marcus, about football in America. Football they never came up with football as just like a fun game. It was all for advertising purposes.
We just hijacked their stuff.
Yeah.
Their tradition. We legit hijacked it and made it like, I can't even believe that.
That's what this country is about though.
I mean, I can't believe it, but
it's about consumerism and marketing, but that makes total sense.
Isn't that wild? Like, come on, y'all. And so we're actually out here getting mad that we didn't lie for Coca-Cola. That's the parents who are mad. But okay, all jokes aside though, I'm not picking on you if you let your kids believe in Santa. I love Santa. I love the magic of Christmas. But because we are a combined household with a German tradition for St. Nicholas Day and then my American Christmas, I feel like we're just going to meet in the middle and like involve all of it together. And tell the truth, because we can't, I don't know that we can mesh the two traditions together between me and, that me and Marcus have, and still lie about Santa. Like, it will really be very confusing.
Yeah.
So I believe in telling the truth, but also making it a little magic too.
Yeah. Okay. So
do you talk about Santa?
No. No, she, Felicity knows who Santa is. She likes to say, ho, ho, ho. So she knows what Santa is, but I have gone back and forth about the whole Santa issue. Listen, I understand it's like, I love the thought process between behind this, the spirit of giving. Okay. Like, I love that. I'm a giver in general. In kindness. I also know that there are adults with Down syndrome that still believe in Santa. And I just think like,
that's a no for me, dog.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know not all of them do, like Jacob Ruggs, there's a plug. Why don't I have them sponsor us? Duh. So here's the sponsor. This is Jacob Ruggs. This is also what I was going to do. I always forget, just to rate and review our podcast. So I know you guys turn off the podcast at the end because who wants to hear all that, but I'm going to tell you right now to rate and review. So Jake does not believe in Santa. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not the biggest Christmas person, first of all, because I was raised a Jew, even though my mom loves Christmas, because she celebrated Christmas because she felt completely alienated during the holiday season when she was growing up. Mm-hmm. So she didn't want to do that to us. So we've always celebrated the commercialism of Christmas, just like a tree and lights and gifts. That's right. And we still celebrate Hanukkah. We just celebrated this weekend over at her house. And we give the gift of warmth. So my sister got like a Lilo and Stitch blanket. It's like usually blankets or ropes, whatever. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so I don't know, you know, I just don't know where I'm going with that. I might twist it into something. Someone had a comment that I really liked. I'm going to read it. It's from our podcast group, which I love. And if you want to join, you can find us on Facebook. It's still under the Love Her, Leave Her Wild podcast. But I should probably change that anyway. So this is what Elizabeth said. We discussed what we want to do for traditions while I was pregnant. This is our first and her first Christmas. As far as Santa, we have one gift from Santa and a sock from Santa. I'm guessing that means stocking. Rest is from us. Also, my husband was very clear on no elf on the shelf. I did find an alternative. It's called the Shepherd on the Search. And instead of the shepherd doll making messes and having to be moved every day, we plan to make Christmas treats for neighbors and buy gifts for a child on the angel tree. More so Christmas adventures on the weekends. In the end, it's less pressure on us to move the dumb elf, and it teaches the meaning behind Christmas. I kind of like that.
Yeah. And so you remember, I grew up very religious, and I still consider myself a Christian. I like to acknowledge baby Jesus and things like that, because that's just part of my life. But like, when I say that, I don't mean that I'm going to be part of the Christmas play and stuff. I just like the way that it looks because it reminds me of my childhood Christmas. And that's important to me. Like, it's just a tradition for me, you know? We do St. Nicholas Day, which is with boots, which is German. And that's on the 5th of December. But everyone that, who, most of my friends who commented said that it was just hard for them as kids because a lot of them didn't have a lot. So it really bothered them that Santa couldn't give them the fancy stuff that he was giving other kids, which is why a lot of people were saying that they do Santa and then they give the bigger gifts and they let Santa give like the stocking or like some socks or a pair of slippers or something like that, which I think is really cool because I feel like that's very considerate. Like, what did you get for Christmas? Well, what did Santa bring you for Christmas? He brought me socks and my parents gave me, you know, whatever. Like, I think that that's a good way to do it too. Like, I remember it just being so such a hypersensitive thing when I was a kid. Like,
really?
Yeah. Like, yeah. My mom straight up lied to me, man. Like, I asked her if Santa was real and she's like, yeah. And if you don't believe, then you're not getting shit. She didn't say shit, but like, it was like wrecking her soul when I finally found out that Santa wasn't real in like fifth grade.
I found out that Santa wasn't real when I was 7. I told you that story already.
And I bet you were like the rude kid who was like, Santa's not real. Nah, nah, nah.
You know what? I don't know that I don't know that I was. I
think
I just,
one?
I think I just kept it to myself, like the burden of knowing that and being sad about it. I do. I told my sister, of course, but yeah, I don't remember, but
or when your friends ask you, what did Santa bring you? And you'd be like, nothing. He didn't bring you anything either.
No, I definitely was not that person. See, my friend would fight you on this. And she says that that's stupid. And Santa should be able to bring a kid whatever they want. And it's not her fault that other parents don't have money. And like, her and I argue about this every year, because she spends a ridiculous amount on her kids. And I mean, she can, her and her husband have phenomenal jobs and, they can afford a lot of shit and that's cool for them. But she did not grow up poor. I grew up very, 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 very poor. And Santa would only bring like one year. We only got a robe. 1 year I got a Popples. That was fun, but we barely got anything for Christmas, for a lot of years. And, I do remember feeling like, it's kind of shitty. We didn't get much. I think it also made me feel better when I found out Santa wasn't real, because then I was like, okay, that's because my mom doesn't have any money.
Right. You know, I think that if you are a person, okay, it really bothers me that this person has money and has the attitude of, it's not my fault that other, I might cry actually. Holy shit. I just love Christmas. Okay. And I do feel a very, don't look at me like that. Oh my God. It's important to me that other kids feel loved during the holidays. Like, I do think it's my problem that other parents can't afford to give their kids a big Christmas, so much that I feel obligated to give them a Christmas because I can afford to give them a Christmas. Mm-hmm. So it does bother me that people forget like that Christmas should be about giving and like that's our job. I don't know. I just have a really big like that. I don't know about
well,
that.
Well, she does do an angel tree for foster kids.
Yeah.
She does do that. So I will say that, you know, and I don't, like I said, we argue back and forth because I was the poor kid and I never want to make anybody feel bad. Although my daughter goes to a pretty wealthy school. So mm-hmm. That's going to be her actually.
Right.
Not that I'm like poor as my mom was, but I definitely mm-hmm. can't, give her all of the things that I wish I could give her at this point. But I'm going to be making that money like a bad bitch at some point, but this year ain't it. And that's okay. So then let's read a few of the other ones.
I was going to say, before I forget, cause you know, I will, something that is a tradition that my mom actually grew up with, for parents who feel like they want to keep the magic of Christmas there, but can't afford it with gifts, like with lavish gifts or whatever, but still want their kids to experience that magical, you know, the holidays or whatever, something special. What my grandmother used to do for my mom and my uncle was they would have like little decorations up throughout the Christmas season, but the tree wouldn't go up, like the big tree in the living room wouldn't go up until Christmas Eve. So when they would wake up on Christmas morning, they would have their big tree with all the lights and all the ornaments with their presents under it. So if you're someone who likes that magical part of Christmas, I would suggest doing something like that, like decorate small, like throughout the Christmas season, and then do your tree at the end on actual Christmas, because that's like, whoa, like, or a bigger tree, you know what I mean? Like do a small tree and then do your big family tree. Like my mom, she talked about that my entire, like I've heard that story ever since I was really small, that's how they did it, was that when they woke up Christmas, like it was like, oh my gosh, it's Christmas morning. Look at the tree and everything. So it was really cool.
Yeah. That's cool. I like that. When I moved out by myself, I didn't even buy a tree for several years. It was just, I know. It was just me, though. I was single. It wasn't my child. Yeah, I was single. I just didn't. And then finally I had Felicity and husband. I was like, okay, I better start. And Felicity loves Christmas. Like, loves
I can't wait.
She just loves them. They make her so happy.
Festive AF.
Yeah. So I did it early this year. I decorated for Thanksgiving because I felt like I owed her, because last year I only decorated like maybe a week before.
Because didn't you decorate for Christmas? Correct me if I'm wrong. After you got back home from North Carolina, like the same day.
I think not the same day, but it definitely, I think the next day or something that week I did. That was the first Christmas right after, you know, we were separated, and I couldn't find the motivation to decorate. So it took me a long time. And so I felt like I owed her this year to do it early. So she has it up nice and long. And she even loves it. Like right now, I mean, I leave the lights on and then I turn off the fireplace lights, and she always gets excited because then all the colorful lights are going. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's why I did it. But our big gift is always from Santa. This is from Ashley. It's always from Santa unwrapped. We also started Elf on the Shelf. I'm not going to be doing Elf on the Shelf. I'll tell you that right now. When she was two, so 9 years ago, ours doesn't make messes, but does little treats and coincides with our advent calendar, adventures, special Christmas cereals, always brings their ornaments and special pajamas. We also do a Christmas Eve box and always has a movie, hot cocoa, and a family game that we usually try to play that night. Big on traditions because my parents didn't do any, and I have to keep simple though, otherwise we won't keep up with them. This one, literally none of our gifts say who they're from. I think we've said in the past that Santa does stockings. The only time Santa is really brought up is when I threaten to call him or tell the kids that if they don't get it together, Santa will leave hard dog shit in their stockings. But that's something I started this tradition. I guess I didn't talk about my traditions. I started this tradition several years ago, and it's basically like, it's the to and from. So say it was my sister, so to Gretchen, and it's like from someone she hates, like to Gretchen from Donald Trump. You know, and it's just like the most random. Oh,
I
need
to do that this year.
It's very funny.
I said I'm gonna do that to Anya and Marcus.
Yeah, you should. It's actually very funny. It like, I don't know, makes you take time to like read it and then laugh and you know what I mean before you open the present. But I always thought, I don't know how I came up or why I came up with it, but I did. And so yeah, the most ridiculous people that they're from. Yeah.
My family tradition is that my grandmother, she loves Christmas too. And my mom said that my grandma would actually do Christmas like when they couldn't afford a lot for Christmas, because my mom is so big into it, like providing a good Christmas for us, that like my grandmother would help them, because that's how important the material things are. Because my mom, like, they didn't buy, like, we didn't go shopping seasonally really, or like buy us crazy stuff throughout the year. It was like Christmas was a big deal and it was just really important. And I just wish that parents didn't feel that pressure, you know, to show up like that, because I don't know. I don't know.
What do you mean? Show up like what?
Show like up with a bunch of presents? With a bunch of presents. Yeah. Like I don't know. One day it's not going to matter. Like, yeah. So I had like split, I would say like half and half of mine either did Santa and kept the Santa tradition alive versus they tell their kids the truth. But every single one of them who tell their children the truth about Santa, every one of them said that we tell them not to ruin it for other kids.
Good.
So if your kid ruins it, most likely it's because they're an asshole.
Well, it's also because your parent's probably an asshole. I had, let's see. So like, okay. Barely worst parent award. They do a pick, basically it. Santa brings everything and it's all wrapped. We do gifts from Santa wrapped in Santa paper and gifts from us in non-Santa. Santa brings like a coloring book and crayons or something small, simple. Because when I worked in the school system, it would make no sense to me, some kids, why they only received a small gift from Santa while other kids would get an Xbox, but we also limit to 5 gifts.
That's cool. I like the limit. I do like the limit, because how normal people give gifts for Christmas is not how my family gives gifts for Christmas. Like, my mom does not get one gift from me. Like, I give her a lot of gifts. Like, a Santa delivery of gifts. Like, she looks forward to, she gives me a Christmas list.
Your mom?
Yeah. I've always been like this. I love Christmas. And I always, when I would give my mom a Christmas gift, it's like the same way that parents say that they want to give their kids a good Christmas. I felt that as a kid, because I know my mom didn't buy things throughout the year and stuff. And like, she still doesn't. So when she wants something nice, like, I want her to have that for, it's important to me for her to have that.
Well, that's very, very sweet of you. You're a very good daughter.
Like, it's real. Like, I used to save up my lunch money when I was a kid so I could buy Christmas presents. Like, I love it. I can't wait to spend Christmas with you.
Did you?
You're like, oh my God.
Did you do Sandra's secret workshop at school?
No, we didn't have that.
Oh, was the best ever. Okay, so you asked for money from your parents and they set up this little store in the school, and it was like, you know, like, you could get like a cheap necklace or bookmarks or whatever, but you got to shop for your own family.
That is so cool.
Uh-huh.
Who's about to have a Santa workshop?
Yeah, Santa's secret workshop. And yeah, you just got money, and then I want to say they, did they help you wrap the presents?
No. Oh my gosh. That is so cute.
I don't know if they do it anymore. I haven't seen anything from Felicity School, but when I was growing up, we did have Santa's secret workshop.
Oh, when elderly start school, we're going to have that, because I'm doing it.
Okay. You should do it. It's the cutest thing ever. It's like a book fair, but better. Awesome. And then the kids get you like the most ridiculous things, but the part of it that's amazing is that the kid got to pick it out themselves for their parent.
Yeah.
Really cool. I like this one. We teach that Santa spreads kindness and love, but not presents.
I like that too.
Mm-hmm. I might do that. Like,
yeah. Or yeah. Like happiness, jolly.
Yeah, exactly. Giving and all that stuff.
Comes from our heart.
Okay. Here's an interesting one. Here in the Netherlands, we have Sinterklaas. And it's cool. This is why I love my Instagram, because people all over the world mm-hmm. follow. We pick names from a hat and buy gifts for that person. It's like Secret Santa, I think. With the kids, we watch a special show that they make every year for about 3 weeks. This year, all the gifts are locked in the safe, so everybody is trying to find a solution. What? This Thursday, Sinterklaas visits the school I work at to bring gifts. The kids perform if they want, and we sing songs and eat cookies. Pepernotten. They taste like gingerbread cookies. That's so cool. I just like hearing how other people do it in other countries.
Yeah. You need to do the boots, the St. Nicholas Day that we do. When you set your boots out on the 5th that night, and then in the morning, like your boots that you wherever you leave them, and then he comes in and he leaves little treats in your shoes or your boots for the next morning.
I have heard that.
Like little candy. It's really cute. Like, yeah. I like it.
Yeah. I remember Cindy, my oldest best friend, lives in Frankfurt.
Yeah.
So she's been there for a long time now. Let's see. Oh, we said this tradition. Wait. One gift and stocking from Santa. I at least ask him out to dinner first. Gosh. Okay. When my daughter believed we did Santa on Christmas Eve and we would make reindeer food.
So about that, that's what kept me believing in Santa for so long were the cookies, because every time I would be like, okay, so Santa's not real. Like, I would even find bags and stuff, which a lot of my friends said that like they found the gifts. That's how they found out Santa wasn't real. But I would find him, but I really wanted Santa to be real, obviously, because whatever. But he, what would always like seal the deal that he really showed up for me was that he ate the cookie. Like, they would like, oof. My mom would like bite a cookie and leave it. And leave the other part. Like, and it was just so messed up because like, that was really, he was really here, y'all. That was like a visual that he really showed up. So I got Everly wooden cookies for her to paint this year that we're going to put out every year to like solidify, you know, like nobody ate the cookies because we're going to use these same cookies forever. And yeah. Like, just a reminder.
I like this. We did Santa growing up, but he got us things to use as a family, like games, gaming system, Nerf guns. I like that. So family gifts.
Oh yeah. That is cool. Family activity. Yeah.
Santa brings the majority of the gifts. Yeah. My friend that I was talking about, Santa brings like almost all the gifts, which is ridiculous. Like
my parents did that. I did not grow up with any gifts from mom and dad. Everything was from Santa.
Yes and no. We pay Santa to bring gifts in our home. Santa only does one gift in stocking. The rest are from us. We have a young baby, but just plan to do one gift from him. And of course, he represents the spirit of giving. So
see, I'm not doing any Santa gifts. Are you?
No.
Yeah, I'm not either. I don't know. I don't know how we're going to address it. Actually, like, I like the ideas. Like, I really like the traditions that people have, just about like putting or like, watching like a movie on Christmas Eve in your Christmas pajamas or something like that. Like, I had a lot of things like that, but I really liked the one about the family gifts.
Yeah. The family gifts. I like that.
Because that's like a giving. That's like a big heart. Because it's like family, you know?
Yeah. I think that's really good. I think it's really good. I might do a family gift like that. And then I think she and I will always probably either donate toy, like do an angel tree or just something where we're giving to someone or something, or... You know, I'm not sure. I don't know what that looks like yet. And I'm going to have to figure it out. But once I start making some decent money, Yeah, we're going to do something like that because I'm just a giver. That's definitely going to be a tradition of ours, though. I'm not, but I want to do something. I don't know what it is yet. I don't know what we're going to do yet. I don't know if we're going to go and pay someone's layaway at Walmart or, you know, something like that. I don't know yet, but maybe we just do something kind once every mm-hmm. day of the month of December. Like we mm-hmm. go out and we pay for someone's food or we pay for someone's groceries mm-hmm. or whatever. And I would really love to do that. So that's going to be our tradition.
That'll be cool.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do what my grandmother did too about the, with the tree, like the little, the added tree. I have 3 trees as it is, but I will put another one up. I'm going to put a Christmas bush up. That's what we're going to do.
Like a Hanukkah bush?
Like your potato bush. You remember that? When we were going to pick yes. potatoes.
I didn't say a potato bush. You could still pick potatoes out of the ground.
So something like that. They just like to add a little magic or whatever. And then we'll do a family. And then I have friends who like went like some are out of work. And I try to just help them with like, with a gift. It's to them. Sometimes it'll be just to them. Like, especially my friends that are moms. Because I know that it sucks because I know y'all's husband ain't buying y'all no Christmas gift.
You know what? I'm not going to lie, dude. I'm not going to lie. And this might make me sound like the snottiest bitch ever, but I'm just going to be for real. I was laying here tonight and I was thinking like, I'm not going to get any Christmas gifts because my mom would usually give us some gifts, you know, and they would
You a Christmas gift. It's so cute. You're going to love. I can't wait.
I'm going to punch you.
I'm going to ship it early.
Anyway.
If I would have known that you were like meh about Christmas, I would seriously have it set up so that you receive a gift every day. Never mind. You know what? Next year, I'm going to make you so uncomfortable at Christmas.
Well, I was just thinking like, yeah, I don't have any, like I don't have a significant other and my mom is sick. Because I guess it's more about the thought of the gifts that makes me sad not getting them because my mom would, she's such a good gift giver because like she knows her girls. So, you know, she would stand in line at Bath and Body to get us like our candles and our soaps. Mm-hmm. And she just like, it was just a few things that she would get and, you know, very thoughtful and, she won't be able to do that this year. And that's really sad. And I, like I said, don't have a significant other. And so, yeah, I was like, oh man, I'm not going to have any presents to open. And I don't know, I guess I just, still like that magical part of Christmas where I love giving so much, but it's nice to like,
yeah,
feel appreciated or loved by someone who like put time in. That's what I'm going to miss. It's not the actual gift. It's like someone actually put time and love into something for you.
Right. Yeah. Like our rule is that it has to be handmade. That's me and Marcus's rule. And
that's nice.
Because we wanted to do the fam, like we take out like the money that we would have spent on each other for Christmas is what we use for our family. And if our girls, like if Everly had a friend who needed Christmas or something like that, or like I said, we talked about doing it just for moms because of the same reason, like mm-hmm. it sucks that you don't get a gift. And especially when you're the one who puts in all this work for Christmas and everyone just kind of shows up and just basically forgets you exist. And I'm just like, could you not? Like I watched my one friend who she has been dealing with this for several years. And I'm just like, how hard is it to stop at a Walmart with your kids one day and just be like, okay, pick mommy out some slippers or a face mask or anything just from y'all. Like, I don't know. And I one thing Marcus, was it last year? or like 1 year, I can't remember which year it was, but the girls, their mom took them to get him a birthday present. And I thought that was really nice.
Yeah, that is nice. We got Scott a birthday gift.
Yeah.
This last year.
Like there is a part of Christmas that I feel like is magical to adults too, you know? And I don't know if it's Santa or if it, like you said, like it's about giving to me. It's about giving to you. And it feels good. It's about that feel good feeling when you give to someone else, but it also feels good to receive too. And I don't think it's wrong to be like, all right, like if Santa don't come see mommy, he ain't coming to see y'all.
And it's not even, like I said, it's not really about what the gift is as much as what it represents.
Right.
And that's just really someone putting just a little bit of time and love and effort into something for you. And, when you don't have that, and I guess you just feel a little bit lonely. I'm okay. I mean, just a little bummed, but, watching her open some gifts, is going to make me very happy, you know? Yeah. And so that means more than anything. So I'm okay. I'm okay. Just like I am, I'm very content with my life. And not being with anybody for sure. I just think it's just my mom being sick that's making it harder. Mm-hmm. And just figuring out like our new life and everything like that. So the holidays have just been the last 2 years just a little like emotional for me. So yeah. I really would like holidays to not be so emotional but in a good way. So I don't know. But we would love to hear your guys' comments. Thank you for so much for submitting all of your comments to us and letting us read those. And I love a lot of your traditions and, you know, so we will talk to you next week. We're sponsored by, this is Jacob Ruggs. Hey, why is all throw? I'll tell Melanie like, hey, you guys are sponsoring us. And I should say this, that when I say sponsored, nobody's paying us. I just want to talk about their organizations because they mean a lot. So, this is Jacob Ruggs, Ruby's Rainbow and Dear Mom. So thank you. And, we will chat next week. All right. Bye.
Bye.